This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Authorities did have run-ins with him back in 2019. First a suicide threat, then a threat to hurt others.
The matter was being handled by mental health professionals at that time. There was no law enforcement action to be taken. The second occurred in September of 2019. A family member reported that Cremo said he was going to kill everyone, and Cremo had a collection of knives. The police responded to his residence. The police removed 16 knives, a dagger, and a sword from Cremo's home.
Obviously, we're talking about the troubled lunatic who shot all those people at the parade the other day. I wonder what his plan was, by the way, getting away, had guns in the car. I wonder if he was going to go somewhere else and do more, or if that was his plan, or I wonder what his plan was. I suppose that'll come out in the trial. So when you hear this story, maybe your reaction is, how did they not stop this guy? How did they not catch this guy? How is he still able to legally buy a gun? Illinois has some of the strictest gun laws in the country, by the way, if you're into strengthening gun laws wherever you live. I've known people whose kids threatened to kill everybody and then never did anything and seemed to be fine.
The suicide details are a little fuzzy, too.
And, an attempted suicide. I've known plenty of people who went down that road in kind of a half-hearted way to show people how upset they were. I'm not downplaying that. It's a big deal. But, they weren't going to murder a bunch of people at a parade. That's my point. And at what point do you get to deny somebody a constitutional right? That is a very, very difficult question that I find hard to believe we're actually ever going to make any headway on. I find it hard to believe we're going to be able to implement red flag laws in a way that we stop any of these shootings.
Right. The problem being, it's easy to pass a law, but then you have to build a bureaucracy to deal with it, specifically background checks, which is a slow process. And you've extended it to juvenile records as well, so there are going to be, you know, paper trail impediments to doing it with any sort of efficiency. And so you've got to build that bureaucracy, get it running swiftly enough that it works, lest you end up with a situation where a law-abiding citizen is waiting, 18 months for a permit to buy a gun to come through because you have, an enormous backlog of background checks.
Well,
and then, will they even catch the right people or flag the right cases and then in what percentages?
That is very true what you just said, but even if you had an instantaneous ability to look at that kid's past. I just heard his past. Does that qualify as taking away his right to buy a gun?
And it's not clear.
No.
It's not clear in the abstract, and it's not clear according to Illinois law, and nobody seems to know. I heard a bunch of cops and authorities asked at a press conference and afterward, and the answer was, I have to go to the Illinois State Police for their internal procedures and blah, blah, blah. It's not clear to me the timetable, blah, 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 blah. Just nobody had an answer. The New York Times, to their credit, points out that the sequence of events in Highland Park in which law enforcement is alerted about a troubled young man, later acquired guns, accused of using them, not unique. Parkland, Florida. Remember, the FBI received tips saying, hey, this guy, first name and last, of Parkland, Florida, is going to shoot up a school. You want to talk about a red flag.
Right, and then that scumbag murderer in Uvalde had a nickname among the classmates of school shooter.
Well, and they mentioned that the Air Force was held mostly responsible for a mass shooting in, at a Texas church in 2017 because it had not entered the gunman's domestic violence conviction into a federal database. And so you have that bureaucratic hang-up, too. So, you know, I'm at sea on this. It is clearly a contagion. And we received a lot of people with thoughts, you know, via email, that it has to do with, boy, a lot of people cited psychoactive drugs being given to young people that increase suicidal and homicidal ideation. A lot of people piped up with that, that just the idea of sin, we've forgotten about sin, you know, the pathologizing young boys has come up. Got one interesting email. Let's see, about the Overton window. I like this one. It took a bit of a political note, but an even-handed one. As rhetoric by official people in the media pushes hard to one fringe or the other, people who would otherwise not engage in violence feel like they'll get support or cover if they do. Push the language to the hard right, the white supremacist or ultra-religious nuts will engage in violence. Push the language hard to the left, the Antifa or environmentalist types, the extremists can feel like they can get away with direct action in their words. We appear to have both right now. And then this kid is a different phenomenon. There doesn't appear to be any political anything with this guy. But the Overton window of I am unhappy, therefore I get to kill people is obviously clear to a certain sort of person. Whether they be right political, left political, confused political, totally apolitical, I get to hurt people is the key. Is that the disease or the symptom? That's what we have to figure out.
Have we, I know we've talked about this before. I think it's Malcolm Gladwell. I know he's big on the contagion thing. Is he the one that talks about the way mobs happen? One of your brilliant thinkers.
Yeah, I think so.
And the kind of dumbed down version is like when you have a mob that's destroying downtown, there are some people, not very many people, who would be the first person willing to smash a window or chuck rocks at a cop. Most people aren't like that. But there are some people like that. There are more people, a few more people, that are willing to, if they see one guy do that, say, I'm going to do that too. Not very many people, but more people. Then there's another group that if they see two dudes smashing windows and throwing rocks at cops, are willing to join in. That grows and grows until you get to a lot of us. If we see a giant mob smashing windows and chucking rocks at cops, we'll join in. And we're there with school shooting. The exact same thing I just laid out. Very, very few people willing to shoot up a parade or a school or a whatever. But now we've gotten down to that group of people that see a whole bunch of people doing it. You know, I'm pretty angry, too. Maybe I'll do that. And that's exactly what's going on right now.
Well, and then you add to that the oft-discussed by us and others factor of the media coverage of them, of the cowardly, confused killers, being made to seem like anti-heroes and dangerous and mysterious characters and like something out of the movies. Got this email from Peter. As a philosopher of the human mind, I make the following distinctions among what can be considered the engines of criminal mass murder. There's personal rampage, genocide, and the cowardly evil of resentment. Each of the above, be they sniper, emperor, Hitler, or Putin, rest on the fulcrum of predatorship and the willingness to be a predator. Just think of all the tropes, books, movies, themes, the concepts that revolve around the willingness and recognition of predatorship. Not to mention the film itself, Predator. Religion is supposed to dampen, if not extinguish, predatorship in humans and its communities. Navigating life as a successful man or woman means recognizing predatorship as a trait of the human condition and its economic models, blah, blah, blah. But unless we're willing to expose man's most ugly, lizard-like quality and its most virulent, infectious, and embarrassing quality as an excuse for the tragic personal and public failures of its most egregious offenders, then we are doomed. That was a very wordy sentence. I think his point is we're obligated to set up institutions to guard against the predators and expose them no matter how awkward, embarrassing, and difficult this is. So call people out for being predators and protect everybody against them, I guess.
So we regularly discuss or pass laws that don't have anything to do with recent shootings, which has always confused me. One that definitely would, and I don't know if this flies or is a good idea, I don't want to anger the Second Amendment crowd. I'm a Second Amendment guy. I own more guns than most of you. But you definitely would have not had the last several shootings if someone under the age of 22 couldn't get a gun. How often does this happen with anybody over, say, 24?
That's a really interesting
not
question.
Not very often, I don't think.
It is a scientific truism that people's sense of caution and what's a good idea really develops from age 24 to 28, depending on the individual.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, I realize the problems with this. Constitutional rights aren't, you know, you don't get freedom of speech or whatever other constitutional rights starting at age 26. But with few exceptions, you know, that guy that shot all the people in Las Vegas and that horrible thing, he was like mm-hmm. in his 50s or something. But most of the time, it's young people. And your view of the world, God, your perspective on everything when you're a young man is so wrong. It's why you can send. I've always thought if you couldn't, if nobody was allowed to fight in a war until they were 40, you'd have a lot less wars. Hey, can we talk this over first? Let's come up with a different solution. You think you're invincible. Your perspective on time is so different. Everything is so much bigger because everything, your perspective on time, everything seems like it's forever. And so I just think if young men couldn't get a hold of guns, I think you'd have a lot less of these. I don't know how you'd ever square that with our rights.
Well, that's a great question and a super interesting one. I'm not sure if we could ever come to an agreement on it. But given the nature of scientific developments in understanding, you know, neurodevelopment, like I was talking about, what is an adult really? How do we define an adult? If it's someone who still has a child's sense of responsibility and a child's sense of if this is a good idea or not, you know, what age do we, you know, hand adulthood to, especially as society changes? I tell you what, maybe you don't have that very good internal sense of what's a good idea, but if you got a wife and two kids and you're working full time at age 22, it doesn't matter nearly as much as if you're a tattooed, barely employed, would-be rapper. Adrift. Yeah, exactly. It's just a different situation.
Absolutely.
So, and I'm not suggesting any particular set of policies. I'm just thinking out loud. I think we need to modernize the conception of adulthood.
That's a good one. Anybody got any reaction to that? Text line 415-295-KFTC. There's a new leader worldwide in electric cars. Have you even heard of it? Gas or oil just dropped a lot, so gas might be dropping soon. That's good news. A bunch of other stuff on the way. Stay with us.
Armstrong and Getty.
Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile are charging you a premium fee every month for data you don't use. Stop paying for things you don't use!
Instead of paying $89 a month to your current provider, get talk, text, and data for just $30 a month with Pure Talk.
Now, I know what you're thinking. Is the coverage really going to be that good? Am I going to get dropped calls? Is the internet slow? Well, here's the great news. Pure Talk is on America's most reliable 5G network.
You get great coverage, great data speed, and with Pure Talk's U.S.-based customer service, switching is easy.
Keep your phone, keep your number, and keep more money in your pocket every month.
Pure Talk is the wireless company who will value you and your values. Give them a shot.
Just dial #250 and say Armstrong and Getty, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month.
With Pure Talk's no-risk money-back guarantee, you will not regret this. Dial #250 and say Armstrong and Getty and start saving today. Again, dial #250 and say Armstrong and Getty. Start saving today.
If you were lied to when buying a timeshare and worn out, you need my help. Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started the timeshare cancellation industry by exposing the ugly truth about timeshare and giving folks the straight facts. I've been fighting the timeshare giants ever since, so no one knows this industry better than me and my team. Today, we have 383 employees and have saved our clients an average of $65,000 in lifetime payments. Imagine putting those timeshare dollars back in your pocket. If you were told at a timeshare presentation that this was available today and today only, that timeshare was a great investment, or your maintenance fees will never go up, call my office now. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free information kit. 800-885-5995. 800-885-5995. 800-885-5995.
Why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because our Sleep Number 360 smart bed is really smart. It senses your movement and automatically adjusts to help keep you both comfortable. Plus, it's temperature balancing, so you stay cool. It's even smart enough to know exactly how long, how well, and when you slept, and to help you get almost 30 minutes more restful sleep per night. Sleep Number takes care of the signs. All you have to do is sleep. Don't miss our 4th of July special. The Queen Sleep Number 360 C2 smart bed is only $8.99, plus free home delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Hi, this is Congressman Doug LaMalfa. The price of gas and diesel is crippling budgets of North State families, farms, and small businesses. California's taxes and fees add about $1.12 to the price of every gallon. The Biden administration's policy of canceling the Keystone Pipeline has made problems worse, as well as the stoppage of lease sales on federal lands and permits, and enacting even more choking regulations. Result? Prices skyrocketing while Biden asks Saudi Arabia for more foreign oil. We will keep working in Congress for common sense solutions to reduce costs and make us energy independent by using the plentiful energy sources available right here in North America. My office exists to serve you. My website is lamalfa.house.gov, or go to my Facebook under Rep. LaMalfa for the latest updates, where you can also take my poll on American energy. This is Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Thanks for listening. Paid for by official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage is now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson, featuring new and existing vendors. Memory Lane is open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and features furniture, jewelry, sports memorabilia, antique desks and dressers, dolls and toys, clothing and hats, along with hand-carved decor, pictures and paintings, and so much more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage, now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson in the Gateway Shopping Center.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 246-YMCA. Or go online to sfymca.org.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
You know what I think about pop psychiatry.
Yes, I know what you think about everything.
Can't get enough of those Crane brothers. It looks like the long-awaited Frasier reboot is finally happening. Kelsey Grammer on CBS's The Talk revealing they are in the final stages of script production. He said shooting could begin in October. It'll debut on Paramount Plus. The original Frasier with Grammer and David Hyde Pierce went off the air 18 years ago.
I suddenly feel like having a beer.
No word yet on other cast members returning. John Mahoney, who played Martin Crane, passed away in 2018. Grammer says that'll be addressed in the first episode.
Well, then he won't be on the show.
Probably
the,
not.
The
no.
dad. But
or have him on as a waxy-looking CGI like the Star Wars movies tried to do.
But Frasier, Frasier and Niles are going to be the same?
Yeah.
They're going to do the show? How old is he? 70?
Kelsey Grammer?
Yeah.
Oh, he's got to be.
He's got to be old. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Somebody look it up. He's 100.
I'll bet they threw a S-load of money at him. I'll bet they threw a ton of money. I'll bet they threw so much money. I don't need to see the script. Tell me when to be there.
Yeah, I don't care.
He's 67.
He's 67.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, he always had like an older than he was persona.
He's an aging
gravitas.
Radio psychiatrist. Is that what he was? I don't even remember the show. It went off the air 20 freaking years ago.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and what was his engineer gal's name?
Daphne.
Daphne, the Michelangelo of the Frasier Crane show.
No.
I'm listening. No, that was the British girlfriend.
She,
Michael?
Not hey, Rose.
Hey,
or...
it might be Rose, might be Daphne, or maybe, before you open the mic, you should get your facts straight, son.
All right.
If you're going to start blasting out Frasier trivia, get it right!
I think Rose is right, yeah. Anyway, but she's like a... well into middle-aged woman at this point, so who knows. But, the wisecracking between the two of them was world-class.
Oh, yeah. No, it's all about the script, though. We know that. So, we've talked about that many times. All about the script. You get the right actors in the ensemble thing. That's awesome. Then you have to get the script. So could come together fine. If you're old enough to remember Frasier, you're probably old enough to have regular knee pain. I liked this New York Post clickbait headline. New York
it's
Post.
One of my favorite transitions you've ever unleashed on us. Well done.
New York Post is the best with their clickbait. Here's their story. My knee pain turned out to be a rare cancer and I had my leg amputated.
Oh,
so
boy.
If your knee hurts, probably cancer, probably going to lose your leg. Just letting you know to start your day.
Side by side with this woman with enormous boobs has knee pain, too.
Who's the youngest self-made billionaire woman in the United States? You know, Forbes puts out these lists all the time because people must click on these billionaire lists a lot. But the youngest self-made billionaire woman right now is Rihanna, knocking Kim Kardashian to second place. Rihanna, at age 34, is a freaking billionaire.
Wow.
God dang it.
Well, she does the music stuff, obviously, and is huge, but makeup, fashions,
yeah,
that sort of thing?
She's crazy hot and advertises all kinds of different self-care products and everything like that. She's the only billionaire under 40 on the list at all. 34-year-old Rihanna is a billionaire. By the way, Kardashian's now 41 with a net worth of about $2 billion.
Yeah. The whole trend of if you achieve a certain amount of fame in anything, you become a brand.
Mm.
And you extend that brand to clothing and makeup, like I said, and whatever else. I totally respect it as a capitalist. It's interesting. But please don't call these people artists when they're cranking out machine-written, pop pablum, then turning it into a hyper wealth as a lipstick salesperson. I mean, it's a different game.
Want to look like Rihanna? Be born with in a quintillion genetics and work out constantly. Or just use this lipstick.
Yeah. Yeah. I might touch up that ad slogan there, but that's the point. Yeah.
Yeah. Some economic stuff for you that's interesting and a bunch of other stuff on the way. If you miss an hour of the show, grab the podcast, Armstrong and Getty On Demand.
Armstrong and Getty.
Is your prostate secretly being destroyed without you knowing it? All the ads for these prostate pills, like Super Beta Prostate, Saw Palmetto, Prostastream, Prostagenix, and others, want to know which pills work and which are garbage? Now you can. Get a free copy of the new guide, Prostate Secrets, that pulls back the curtain on the prostate pill industry. Learn what is really in these pills. Which pill has over 987 adverse event reports filed against it with the FDA? It's shocking. Learn the one food to avoid that is a prostate killer and discover the three so-called health foods that destroy your prostate. Get your free copy at ProstateSecrets.com. That's ProstateSecrets.com. This free guide will show you how to end your prostate problems without drugs or surgery, five important things to do to protect your prostate, and much more. Warning, this guide is controversial and may be offensive to some readers as it pulls no punches. So go to ProstateSecrets.com, ProstateSecrets.com, that's ProstateSecrets.com.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio, online at KCNR1460.com.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
This is Carl Bott. Join Trish Clark and me on Thursday as we welcome Doug Jenke, well-known local conservative, and also the Reading Police Department. All of this on Thursday right here. Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a week.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this fall. Get a jump start on being transfer ready or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree. Our fall semester offers flexible class times and formats with online and more in-person offerings. Plan your tomorrow today by enrolling at Shasta College. Fall semester classes begin August 15th. Achieve more. Earn more. Shasta College. www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll online today. KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew. This month's cigar of the humidor is La Unica Dominican Primeros. Premium shade-grown Connecticut wrappers combined with a long filler blend of aged Cuban seed Dominican tobaccos, providing a smooth, mellow to medium-bodied experience. It's a rich and balanced selection with subtle hints of nuts, cream, and fruit. La Unica Dominican Primeros. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Whether you are traveling to or from the lake or river or on vacation, even off to a barbecue this summer, spruce up your ride at Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. With car wash packages starting at only $9. Or buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons and get 3 free. Stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Locally owned and operated for 26 years, La Cabana at 1335 Market Street invites you to stop by and enjoy authentic Mexican cuisine for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Open 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, La Cabana serves traditional dishes including tamales, enchiladas, quesadillas, and burritos. They also have combination plates. Dine in or take out. La Cabana, 1335 Market Street in downtown Reading. Call 530-242-1915.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Gasoline's down 10 cents a gallon on average over the past week, says the Energy Department, to a national average of $4.77 a gallon. This follows rapidly falling crude oil prices to under $100 a barrel for the first time since early May. An analyst at Gas Buddy, Patrick DeHaan, predicts a continuing decline for oil could lead to gasoline coming down 40 to 65 cents a gallon in the weeks ahead.
That's good news. Oil at its highest was $140 a barrel. We had the 10% drop recently. It's now under $100. The price of gas has gone down for 21 days in a row, the longest streak since COVID began. So where this ends, I don't know. More on that in just a little bit.
Clear deflation. Are you at risk?
You think that's what's going on?
No.
Okay.
It's just settling back down. More on gas prices to come.
Yeah. Monmouth poll out. What are voters' biggest concerns right now as they head to the polls in November? That sentence didn't make any sense whatsoever. What are your concerns now as you head to the polls months from now? I don't know what that was.
Get your words straight, Jack.
What kind of stupid, freaked up writing was that? It was just, moronic.
I thought it was me. Wait a minute, did I miss something there? No.
And what are voters' concerns right now? I'll start at the bottom on people that are, what they're voting on. 1% illness.
Lion attacks. What?
Lion attacks actually below illness. Although you will feel somewhat ill if attacked by a lion.
Yeah, you certainly won't feel good. Is illness differentiated from the Chinese bat fever?
Appears to
COVID.
Be. Appears to be. Education 1%. Coronavirus 1%. That's interesting. So right now, in terms of issues people are concerned about, 1% COVID, 1% climate change, which I find interesting, the amount of attention that it gets and talk and everything like that, and the, maybe this poll was done before the Supreme Court EPA thing and all that, but 1%! 1%! Really? Why does it come up so much? Safety and crime, 2%. Tuition costs, 2%. Gotta bail out the college kids. Unemployment, 3%. Healthcare, 3%. Guns, hottest topic in America, 3%.
And I'm sorry, what were we asking them? What's your number one concern?
Your biggest concern.
Biggest concern.
So
okay.
You go to the polls.
Okay.
Maybe that's an unfair way to ask a question. I don't know. But guns at 3%. Abortion at 5%. Let's go back to the top of the list. 33% inflation. Far and away the number one choice of the biggest concern. I know it's my biggest concern. Number two issue, and it's quite a drop from inflation. The number two issue, gas prices. Number three, I don't know how you.
Well, and I'm sorry. Wait a minute. Gas prices and inflation ought to be the same answer.
Well, all of the top four should be. But
yeah.
It's interesting to me that you split these four ways, and they still beat out abortion, guns, everything else. Inflation at 33, gas prices at 15, economy at 9, I don't know how you differentiate, bills slash groceries at 4. So even when you split them up to dilute the numbers, they're the top four ahead of abortion, guns, climate change, a bunch of other stuff that you're told is the biggest thing people are talking about.
Yeah, wow, that is just absolutely striking.
Yeah, I find that pretty interesting. Well, I know it's the number one thing on my mind, and it's the number one thing that comes up in real life on a regular basis.
Right, right. And I hate to bring up Trump. Ugh, God, I literally hate to bring him up. I got a sick feeling in my stomach. But the Republicans are in such great shape if they would hammer on kitchen table issues as opposed to relitigating the 2020 election. I mean, they will be swept into power. What they do with it then is anybody's guess.
Yeah.
Recent past would say they'll not do much.
Very good question. I got a couple other things, but you want to pivot to gas since we're kind of on the topic?
Well, yeah, why not? Who could forget Joe Biden's stirring speech to gas station owners the other day? We don't have that? We played it like 15 times. How do we not have it? Anyway, maybe we can find it. He said, and I quote, "Better get a calf care. My message to the companies running gas stations and setting the prices at the pump is simple. This is a time of war and global peril. Bring down the price you're charging at the pump to reflect the cost you're paying for the product, and do it now."
Remember, that was responded to by Jeff Bezos, lefty Democrat, Washington Post, Amazon guy, second richest man in the world, who said, wow, he either is like being really cynical here or doesn't understand the gas prices at all.
Or dangerously ignorant, yeah. As Kevin Williamson of the National Review put it, Biden's dopey and feckless press secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, complained that while oil prices have declined some in the past few weeks, prices at the pump have barely come down. Now, before we lay some real wisdom upon you, this came up at the White House. Why don't we... Yeah, let's go ahead and hit 40, Michael.
Gas prices also difficult to get under control, so the president is trying something new, tweeting, "My message to the companies running gas stations and setting prices at the pump is simple. This is a time of war and global peril. Bring down the price you are charging at the pump to reflect the cost you're paying for the product, and do it now." But 60% of gas stations in this country are operated by small business owners that only own one gas station.
It's not like there's some group chat with 150,000 gas station owners on it where they sent out a message and say, "Oh, the president told us to lower prices, so we're going to do it." It just doesn't work that way.
Yeah, if you missed that segment the other day, the Wall Street Journal was laying it out. I didn't know that. 60% of your gas stations are owned by a person or a family that owns one or two gas stations. And the profit is in the cigarettes and the lottery tickets and the Slim Jims and the Coke. They only make a couple of cents per gallon on the gas.
Right, absolutely. And you know what? I sit corrected. We referenced that quote many times, but it was in print, which is why we don't have the audio, because it doesn't exist.
Joe was screaming at the staff for the audio of a tweet.
I don't think I screamed.
Unhinged is what I would call it.
Let's see. So speaking of the feckless and dopey press secretary, according to Kevin Williamson, let's see. Give me 41, Michael.
Look, we will continue to call on everyone along that distribution chain, as I just mentioned, from oil companies to refineries to distributors to retailers, to pass their lower costs through to consumers. That is what is important to make sure that we should not make, again, consumers pay first and get that relief last.
So politicians demanding everyone in the chain lower their prices. That's how prices get lower, according to the White House. I want you to tuck that away in your memory. A couple of more quick clips. 42, Michael.
The president go from blaming high gas prices on Putin to big oil to small business owners now.
What the president is saying is that everyone along that chain, along that production chain line, needs to make sure that they're doing what is possible, their part, in bringing down the cost for the American people.
And then bringing clarity to a cloudy world, the Vice President Kamala Harris in 43.
Looking at what we need to do domestically, what we need to do to bring down the cost of gas. Well, right? Right?
I seen a meme the other day that said, me Googling online how to make gas at home. Okay?
Ooh, don't do that. Don't do that.
All right.
Oh, wow. You cut off the giggling. She giggled for like 20 seconds. I'm going to get back to screaming at the staff.
I liked how you set that up. That should be for always for Kamala Harris, bringing clarity to a cloudy world.
Well, and you know what? As long as she's in our sights, and that's a metaphor, I never would never hurt anybody. Give me the latest Kamala word salad, Michael.
Despite the odds and the obstacles, we push to move forward, that we are guided by what we see that can be, unburdened by what has been.
Oh, my God. She can't stop doing that.
Just go write greeting cards, would you? Because that's what your rhetoric is fit for.
Well, you know what you need to do? Anybody listening that's successful at all needs this. Have somebody in your orbit that has the go-ahead to tell you the truth. Like, whether it's you got spinach in your teeth, or you look fat in that, or that whole rambling sentence thing you do because you're unprepared is really not working. Because she apparently has nobody who can talk to her and say, you're just getting murdered out there, even among Democrats. You sound like a lunatic all the time. Be prepared when you get up there to talk. I got to hear that again. Can I hear that again? It's short.
Despite the odds and the obstacles, we push to move forward. That we are guided by what we see that can be, unburdened by what has been.
You know, I get that. It hangs together as language. I mean, be okay in print. Her main problem is that she delivers stilted, cliched, would-be Martin Luther King-y rhetoric, and it falls flat because everybody can see that she's trying to sound profound, and it's just
right.
So phony.
Yeah.
But she has no idea that it's not coming off.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. It doesn't come off the way she thinks it is.
Right, yeah. It's inauthentic. I need to get to what Kevin Williamson said about how he explains gas prices, because it's so brilliant and clear and the rest of it. But first, a quick word from Simply Safe Home Security. We believe your home should be the safest place on earth for you and your family. That's why we recommend Simply Safe. It's advanced home security that puts your safety first against randos and burglars, intruders. But even fire and flood, whatever the hazards are you're concerned about, you customize the system for your needs.
24/7 professional monitoring in all kinds of different areas, like Joe was just talking about. And you can do that for about $1 a day with no long-term contract. You're not going to sign a contract for 2 years. That's common with security companies, a 2-year contract, or at least a 1-year contract, no contracts with Simply Safe. You order it online, comes to your home, you set it up yourself in about 30 minutes, and plenty of publications have called it the best security system that you can get.
Be sure to take a look at that super high-def night vision camera, outdoor camera, wireless. You can customize a perfect system for your home in just minutes at simplysafe.com/Armstrong. Go today, use our code, claim a free indoor security camera, plus 20% off with interactive monitoring, simplysafe.com/Armstrong.
Speaking of Kamala Harris, I've got... important, I think I just figured out 2024 presidential election stuff. What's going on with Gavin Newsom in Florida? I think I just figured it out, so stay tuned.
Okay. So, I'm looking at the clock. Why don't we take a break when we come back? And again, remember, politicians demanding everybody in the chain lower the prices. That's how prices get lowered, right? No, of course not. Great wisdom on economic questions from Kevin Williamson. And speaking of great, the great Milton Friedman coming up next.
Armstrong and Getty.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Are you tired of gulping down the lying filth of the mainstream media? Yeah, we are too. We try to tell you the truth every single day.
Gulping down lying filth. Wow.
Nobody wants to sound dumb. Our goal is to help you not sound dumb. We'll inform you, and it'll be fun at the same time. You have to choose between entertainment and information. Combine them both with the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Armstrong and Getty On Demand. 4 episodes available every day
via the iHeartRadio app or wherever you download your podcasts.
Every search you make, every click you take, they'll be watching you.
Are you tired of being tracked online? There's a simple solution. DuckDuckGo. It's an all-in-one privacy app with a built-in private search engine, web browser, one-click data clearing, email protection, and more. All for free. Download the app today and get the most comprehensive privacy protection with the push of a button. DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified.
Terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting and rules for recurring automated marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Terms and conditions apply. Visit ISSA online for details.
Tired of the 9-to-5 grind? Looking for something different that's flexible, fulfilling, and pays well? How'd you like to get paid to work out? Now you can with ISSA, the global leader in personal fitness certification.
There's a huge demand for certified personal trainers right now. And once you get ISSA certified, they guarantee you'll get a job. Trainers can make as much as $200 an hour. Yes, I said $200 an hour. And with ISSA, you can be certified in as little as 4 weeks. Just text ACT to 323232 now to get started for free. You do everything at your own pace and 100% online.
Pursue your passion in specializations like yoga, nutrition, or strength training. Live your life on your terms. Get certified and train like you want. Start your own business, work at a gym, or make health and fitness your side hustle. Whatever works for you. Just don't wait.
Get started today and be certified in as little as 4 weeks. Just text ACT to 323232 right now to get started for free. Text the word ACT to 323232. Text ACT to 323232.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for this year's upcoming wildfire season. Reading Electric Utility and City of Reading staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home, clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. We all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Look, we will continue to call on everyone along that distribution chain, as I just mentioned, from oil companies to refineries to distributors to retailers to pass their lower costs through to consumers. That is what is important to make sure that we should not make, again, consumers pay first and get that relief last.
Wow, that gal is just not up to her job.
No, she is not.
So Joe Biden, the old man, her boss, said, you got to do it now. Well, Kevin Williamson, if I might quote him, says, KJP complained that while oil prices have declined some in the past few weeks, prices at the pump have barely come down. Allow me to solve that mystery. Gas stations don't sell crude oil. They sell gasoline. And contrary to what the Biden brain trust seems to think, wholesale gasoline prices do not move in lockstep with crude oil. Retail gasoline prices do not move in lockstep with wholesale retail gasoline prices do not move in lockstep with wholesale gasoline prices. I don't get the feeling that President Biden is up to the second on RBOB spot prices. That's reformulated feedstock for oxygenate blending, the main ingredient in commercial gasoline. There's a whole complex market out there, and the guys who have who run the convenience stores and gas stations are minor players in it. As anyone who's ever sold anything for a living can tell you, you don't get to set your own margin. The market does that for you. Politicians talk as if, in many cases honestly believe, that the way a business works is that a retailer picks some numbers out of the air, say 7.5% or 10% or 22%, and simply marks up whatever he pays for his product wholesale by that amount. And that's how retail prices are set. This is what academic economists call absolute horse bleep. The retail gasoline market is one of the most brutally competitive markets in the American retail environment, which is why businesses that sell consumers gasoline typically don't make very much money from gasoline sales, as Jack has brought up. Gas stations are actually soda, tobacco, and lottery ticket shops, and they're often independently owned, etc. In recent months, the gross margin on gasoline, the spread between wholesale and retail, has averaged around 27 cents per gallon. That doesn't mean the store owner automatically pockets 27 cents every time somebody buys a gallon of gas, because there are clerks to be paid, lights to be kept on, taxes, insurance, etc., and all the ordinary costs of being in business, along with some costs that are particular to gas station businesses. And they talk about state inspections, and the gasoline market is very volatile, and because the gasoline market is very competitive, the retail margin can fluctuate wildly, and it has. In other words, the idea that any individual link in the gasoline market chain could set their own price based on their will is hilarious. It's laughable until you consider the political cynicism of demanding that they do it.
Well, right. So that gets to the question, do they not understand this, or do they perfectly understand it? And it's just a really cynical populist ploy with the idea that most people don't know this. Which do you think it is? I think it's the latter.
Yeah, I think it's the latter. It's got to be. Because, you know, I have reports that I think are true that they've debated within the Biden administration. Should we make this claim? Because it's horse crap, and a lot of people know it's horse crap. Well, the dumb voters fall for it, say the other ones. And Kevin Williamson actually makes the point that gas station owners are not happy to see high gasoline prices. As their association puts it, the pattern of retail profitability is the opposite of what most consumers think. Due to the volatility in the wholesale price of gasoline, the competitive structure of the market, fuel retailers typically see profitability decrease as prices rise and increase when prices fall.
Right. That's what the Wall Street Journal pointed out the other day in their editorial piece, because when people stop getting gas and driving as much, they don't buy as many Slurpees and Slim Jims and stuff inside, which is where they make their money.
Yeah, it is incredibly cynical.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I'd never thought about it. If you think about it for a second, it's pretty obvious. When people cut back on gas, all that other stuff the gas stations sell, there's less of it. I never buy lottery tickets, but I know the rest of you do. I know you don't run in and buy lottery tickets or any of that other stuff when you don't get gas.
And they're haranguing you at the pump to go in and get a nice chili cheese dog, right?
Mm-hmm.
One of the annoying aspects of modern life. And I get done fueling up $63 worth of gas. I might be thinking, you know, I'm kind of hungry. A chili cheese dog sounds good. If I fill up my tank and that number says $97, that chili cheese dog is going to go begging.
I'll eat bugs.
Eat my own hair. Something I can afford.
So here's something I just figured out politically. Just occurred to me. I saw some pundit say the 2024 election might not be setting up as Biden versus Trump, but Newsom versus DeSantis. That's why Gavin Newsom is running so many ads in Florida, particularly on Fox stations. Very clever. He's trying to set up a fait accompli of the nation feeling like it's a...
Speak English.
and there might be a better, I think there's a better Latin term, legal sort of term for this, but he's trying to set up a priori, whatever that one is, it make it seem like the decision's already been made. The forces of the world have already declared it's Gavin Newsom versus Ron DeSantis. He's running ads in Florida on Fox stations to try to get DeSantis to respond to him. They get into Twitter battles. They get into back and forth over issues, and it just kind of looks like they're the two people. That's what he's trying to set up.
Absolutely right. Longtime correspondent Dr. J in Charleston, South Carolina. One of two people who wrote us in the last 24 hours from Charleston, right? Don't think we're on, are we?
I don't think so.
It's probably just podcast.
We should be.
He says, yeah, Gavin wants to elevate himself in the national media consciousness. He wants to become the boogeyman of the right. He wants to make himself seem like the obvious anti-DeSantis.
That's exactly right. So, like often happens with good ideas, many people have come to this at the same time. That is what he is doing. He wants to make it seem like, because DeSantis seems like, well, he is the boogeyman of the left. So, yeah, Gavin Newsom's trying to be the Ron DeSantis for the other side. Pretty brilliant.
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.